My name is Chris Langley, and I'm from Lone Pine. I'm the director of the Lone Pine Film Festival, and then I'm the executive director of the Beverly and Jim Rogers Museum of Lone Pine Film History, which just opened. A man named Jim Rogers was interested in the film festival, he said, because he liked the message that the Westerns taught, which was a simple morality of good and bad and fighting for your community. And one afternoon after the festival, it was a Sunday afternoon, he said, "You know what? We ought to build a museum." And so we said, "Cool." And of course, just the way we began with the film festival, we looked at each other and said, "Well, how do you build a museum?" But we didn't let him know that right away. And so that project took about 5 years, and he ultimately gave us $1 million for the building. And in the meantime, we developed people who were willing to give their collections to us. And I became the film historian, and so my research was done filling in all the blanks of the film history that we didn't know. We have really devoted our time to preserving the cultural history of our area, which happens to be films. By doing that, we have formed partners with the BLM because a lot of the films were made on the Bureau of Land Management land and still are. You can stand right where John Wayne stood or Hubble and Cassidy stood, and it looks exactly the same. And during the festival, we spotlight that by putting out what we call photo markers, which are enlargements of production stills, so you can see exactly where Hoppy stood or Errol Flynn stood or Tyrone Power stood. The landscape can look a lot of different ways depending on just exactly how you aim the camera. So it can be mountainous, it can be high desert, it can look like the Sahara. We also, in a Superman serial in the 1940s, played Krypton, the planet Krypton. We began a film festival 17 years ago, which simply was to celebrate the film history of Lone Pine and the surrounding area, which began in 1920 with a Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle film called The Roundup, and has proceeded until this day and is still going on.